Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as Lord. The glorious company of apostles praise you. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciples also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast of St. John. He is the beloved disciple of Jesus. He is the one at the Last Supper bent his head on the bosom of the Lord. He is a simple man, but with great faith. When he came into the tomb and believed that Jesus is risen, John is the one with simplicity for the Lord. Let us learn from him that comes simplicity, that we can bend our head on the chest of the Lord. Just speak to him with sincerity, with love, with filial love. Jesus loves us. He expects us also, like St. John, to be so simple and always following him. We ask St. John to give us this special grace, help us always believe that whatever we do, there is a presence of the Lord. Let us share this love with other people. What is impossible for man is possible for God. So let us entrust our mission in the hand of the Lord and ask John to pray for us so that we can, like him, always believing, always go ahead to spread the gospel of the Lord.